USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. House committees want Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, to turn over documents related to his efforts with Ukraine. Giuliani is now being investigated for allegedly pressuring Ukraine to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani, who has yet to say whether he'll comply with the subpoenas, insists that where there was corruption regarding Ukraine, it involved the Bidens, and not him, and not President Trump.
Is there anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise? Or do you have the common sense to realize they were buying Joe Biden's office?
He was speaking on Fox News. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea to resume this week. A top-ranking North Korean diplomat says they'll start on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where a protester has reportedly been shot in the chest with a live round by police. It's a big escalation in the use of force by police in that semi-autonomous Chinese city that's been the site of weeks and weeks of pro-democracy protests. Until now, the cops had used only measures like rubber bullets and water cannons. Today's protests coming after China celebrated 70 years of communist rule with a holiday yesterday. New York City police say it was friendly fire that killed a police officer who died in the line of duty over the weekend. The commissioner, James O'Neill, says during a violent struggle, responding officers fired a number of times, striking the suspect as well as the 33-year-old officer, Brian Mulkeen. A heat wave has been baking the southeast, despite the fact we're now into October. It's going to spread into the Midwest and Northeast today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Yahoo software engineer is pleading guilty to hacking into thousands of user accounts. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Reyes Daniel Ruiz hacked around 6,000 Yahoo accounts to look for personal records, including sexual images and videos. Ruiz faces 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine now. NCAA student athletes could be paid under a new California law, but it sets up a challenge with the association. More on the story from USA Radio's John Hunt.
California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness.
Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.